This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with...
Jason Shear.
And we're actually together in Tucson, Arizona for this podcast.
For a day.
We're recording a little early, just before Jason winds up driving off to LA. Obviously, the reason why Arizona will be playing Clemson on Thursday... I believe, was it like the weirdest time ever? Like 4:09 or something?
Yeah.
A very odd time.
Weird tip off.
What channel? TBS? Or
TBS, Jim Jackson and company, Ali LaForce, LeFourcois.
Ooh.
Ali LaForce.
I like it. If you couldn't tell, Jason has a little sniffle.
No, I don't.
That
no.
He acquired in Salt Lake. What? So we've been kind of doctoring him and... Hopefully,
I didn't realize that Ali LaForce was married to the baseball pitcher Joe Smith.
Oh.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Did you just Google her and that interesting factoid came up? Factoid, that's such a good word.
You're a good word.
Thanks, babe. Yes, we're here. We're excited. During the football season, this is not a well-known fact, as our puppy barks at his reflection. I do... You know, I don't root. I affectionately sort of hope Clemson football does
well.
That's
you, stupid. You're barking at yourself.
But this is basketball season. I only root for the Arizona Wildcats. So, sorry, Clemson.
When my sister was looking at grad schools years ago, we went to Georgia Tech, Emory, Georgia, North Carolina, Duke.
Jesus.
Clemson. I loved Clemson.
I've only heard stories about you guys going to look at Clemson. And one thing I'm always jealous that Arizona doesn't have is you said that there's like little tiger paws
all over. I don't know if
they're
still there, but when I went years ago, they had basically their version of university. It was like a brick road too. And then they had like tiger prints going throughout. And it was really cool.
I wish we had like wildcat prints. I think that would be really cool.
Or live wildcats.
Just live wildcats running around, just attacking people out of the trees. I mean, that's how hard we roll. I mean, why not? We have a free-for-all going on at our house right now.
That was my wildcat.
It actually sounds better than usual, and you're sick. So, okay.
We're I always get sick this time of year.
You always do, but I always, and then I get stressed that's going to turn into pneumonia or something. Because without me, I feel like you don't take care of yourself.
I went to the doctor and he said, Jason, the only cure is the Final Four. I said, you're damn right.
Well, we're going to take it.
I said, you're damn right.
National championship.
Damn right.
Well, before we begin, we have a read from our awesome sponsor.
Like a good neighbor, undresses there.
Yep. Oh, there it is. Okay. I like the mixing of the jingles there. Our daily spending choices greatly impact our lifestyle, what we can do, where we can go, like catching a big game at the Sweet 16. Make your plan to enjoy the special moments. At Longview Insurance and Investments, we can help you learn how to make smart financial choices for the future, balancing both work and play. Visit our website at longviewinsuranceandinvestments.com to learn mas. Jason, do you have anything to tell the people about the Autograph app today?
Look, I'm not, it's for members only. So I'm not telling people about it.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to say there's a post on Wildcat Authority from VIP members only. I strongly suggest you go. And it's a, you know, people always say, oh, you don't have stuff for members. This is a VIP members only. All I will say is
it's
that
a doozy.
It is an insane contest.
It is.
And you literally have until like Tuesday afternoon to join. And I would strongly, like, it is wild.
If he cannot stress it enough, he is strongly saying strongly like three or four times for a reason. It's I started to do that Larry David thing. Pretty, pretty, pretty awesome. So go do that and, you know, just download the Autograph app and use the code AZCAT, capital AZ, and then lowercase CAT to set Arizona Wildcats as your fandom and learn everything you need to know. This is wild tonight. You need to get your son to stop barking, sir. Anyway, we're going to try. Just give him to me. I'll hold him.
I'm going to get rid of you.
Aw, puppy. He's kidding. We only rescue dogs, guys. We don't get rid of dogs. All right. Were you surprised, Jason Matthew Shear, that Clemson beat Baylor the other night?
No. You know this for a fact.
I know the answer already. But
I told people also that Clemson would beat New Mexico. Clemson's really not a bad team. You know, I don't think Baylor was as good as people made them out to be. A lot of times this year, when you have teams that don't defend, they tend to lose.
Like,
you don't have to be, you don't have to be really good at defense, but you have to defend. And Baylor relies so much on the three that basically if the three's not hitting when you're a team like Baylor, you're in trouble. And Baylor went 6 of 24. They didn't defend Clemson well. And that was pretty much, you know, the ball game. Like Baylor was a very, if their three isn't falling, they're in trouble. Like
one-sided.
If you look at their games this season where they lost and Clemson is more balanced and all that, it really was not a surprise. I think I even said on the podcast at one point that I thought Clemson would beat Baylor. Just like I'm saying right now, I think Alabama is going to beat North Carolina.
Jason has been adamant, not just manifesting, but adamant that that is going to happen. So I'm excited to see that occur. Through two games, what has stood out about Clemson?
So Clemson, like I said, like, it's weird because I think Arizona fans that are just kind of tuning in to college basketball or tuning into other teams, which isn't a big deal at all. When you watch Clemson, it's not like, oh man, they're so good at this or they're so good at that. They're just kind of pretty good at everything.
Milk with toast.
Like, they don't have a glaring weakness. They don't have an insane strength. Like, Dathan, you knew that they have Daron Holmes and they're going to shoot a lot of threes. And they're very good at it, right? Long Beach State, who sucked, but you knew that they were going to go up and down that court and shoot crazy. Like, every team, you could kind of pick that one thing. Clemson is just playing very sound, solid basketball. And a lot of times, that's all it takes this time of year. Like, you know, you watch teams and they don't shoot well, they're out because their defense sucks. Or they defend really well, but the offense just isn't there at all. So they lose. Clemson is pretty good on offense, pretty good on defense. You know, walking through their game against New Mexico. And New Mexico is solid, you know, not spectacular, but solid. The key there was, you know, New Mexico shot 29% from the field. 3 of 23 from three. And that's what we talked about, where if you're not going to shoot well. But, I mean, that was insane. A lot of that was open jumpers. And then you look at Clemson, and they shot 44% and just kind of good enough. Like, they won by 21, but they didn't go crazy. 44% isn't that good.
Mm-hmm.
33% from three. They actually got out-rebounded that game. You know, the key was that New Mexico shot like garbage. And, you know, the turnovers weren't that much of a difference. And then you go to Baylor, and you look at the statistics, and again, it's nothing crazy. Clemson shot 49%, which is great. Again, they lost on the glass by one. You know, you take a look at their turnovers overall. They turned it over 11 times. Baylor only turned it over 10 times. It was just a matter of Baylor didn't make as many shots. Clemson's defending relatively well in their balance. So overall, you know, you look at Clemson, and they're just they're very solid, like I said, and they don't make a ton of mistakes. They don't force a ton of mistakes. They kind of just play their game, and their hope is that it's solid enough for them to win, and it's been successful so far.
Okay, middle of the road. Are they the turtle or the hare?
I don't know.
You know that story, the story of the turtle or the hare?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Slow and steady wins the race?
Yeah, yes.
There you go.
I don't know if they're going to win the race, though.
Well, they're not going to win the race if Arizona has anything to say about it. Matchup?
Nope.
What type of team are the Tigers?
What type of team is Clemson? Analytically, and this is analytically, they mostly resemble Colorado. Okay? Colorado's 22nd in KenPom. Clemson is 23rd. Colorado's 21 in offense. Clemson is 24th. Colorado's 47th in defense. Clemson is 38th. Like, they're very, very similar. The only difference being that Clemson has a significantly more difficult schedule. Colorado's schedule was insanely bad. But anyway, enough about Colorado. They're 24th in adjusted efficiency on offense. They're 38th on defense. Another team that will slow it down. They're a solid defensive team. They have no problem walking the ball up court. They're 256th in tempo. Again, like if they get into their set, they'll run an offense. They'll run it deep into the play clock and all that. No problem doing that. They're 47th in the country on offense and effective field goal percentage, 52nd on defense. So they're very balanced. Turnovers, they don't turn the ball over, but this is key. They do not force turnovers at all. They are very bad at forcing turnovers. They are 341st in the country. I believe they're actually, remember we talked about Dayton, how Dayton didn't force turnovers. Arizona didn't play well in the first half with turnovers, and the second half only had four, which is one of the main reasons they won. So, similar here, right? Arizona takes care of the ball against a team that does not force turnovers. Similar to Dayton, Clemson does not offensive rebound. They're 233rd in the country. They do defensive rebound pretty good, 51st in the country. They do not get fouled. That is a difference with Dayton. Dayton got fouled at a high level. Clemson does not get fouled. They are 231st in the nation. Three-point percentage, decent, 35%. Their defense three-point is 128th, so average. Two-point percentage, they're good. 54% from two, that's good for 38th. Opposing, 44th in the country. Free throw percentage, they're fantastic. They make 79% of their free throws. They're 8th in the country. They block shots because of their size. They do not steal the ball at all. They don't play passing lanes or anything. They're 342nd. Again, non-steal turnover percentage. They don't turn the ball over, but they don't force them either. I know everyone's wondering about this. They're 110th in three-point attempts, to field goal attempts. So they shoot threes at a decent rate. They make them at a decent rate, but nothing crazy. They allow teams to shoot threes, though. Like, they're willing to give up the three a little bit more than you would think. 287th in the country in three-point attempts to field attempts for the opposition. Their point distribution is pretty equal. Again, they don't get fouled a lot. It just kind of the way it is. They are very big. They are the 20th in the country in average height, and they are very old. They're 26th. In D1 experience, but they are not deep at all. So it's an older, more experienced, bigger team, but it's really not anything unique to what Arizona has seen this year. It's My guess is that you're going to hear comparisons to Stanford a little bit, but Stanford was actually a better three-point shooting team and in a bigger team than Clemson at certain positions. So, you know, you look at Clemson's schedule, and they're very similar to Arizona. You know, they started out their season with – they have wins over Boise, who made the tournament, win over Alabama, win over South Carolina. Impressive wins, right? Win over TCU, start out the season very well. Then they go to Memphis. They lose to Memphis, win a couple of games against high school teams, basically, then get blown out against Miami, blown out against North Carolina, blown out against Virginia Tech three games in a row, beat Boston College, lose in double overtime to Georgia Tech, awful loss. Yeah. Two games later, lose to Duke by one. Two games later, lose to Virginia by one. A few games later, lose to NC State by one. Right? So they have 3 1-point losses this season, a 2-point loss to Memphis. And then to end the season, they lost to Wake Forest in a bad loss. They got blown out against Boston College. And then we know how they end the tournament. So you don't really know what Clemson team is going to show up. They have been blown out before this season. And they've also lost multiple close games. So in that regard, besides the blowing out part, because Arizona has not been blown out, knock on wood, they are somewhat similar in kind of how their season has played out so far.
Okay. A worthy opponent, it sounds like. Fast forward to the rewind the question. Fast forward. What matchup intrigues you? Intrigues you, Jason.
Will Hall on Clemson is PJ Hall, I'm thinking about baseball still. PJ Hall versus Umar Ballo is gonna be very intriguing. PJ Hall will stretch the floor. It is not a pick and pop situation. They do not run pick and roll like Dathan runs pick and roll. He'll shoot threes, but he's not. They're not necessarily setting him up for three. Like Deron Holmes, the pick, pop, shooting jumper, that's not really what Clemson does. P.J. Hall is very good. He's had foul trouble this tournament, has not played extensive minutes. It feels like Clemson is going to have to find a way to keep him on the court longer than he has been. He does not turn the ball over. His defensive rebound is good. Their offense runs through him. He's a very solid free throw shooter for a big man. He shoots 57% from two, 32% from three. So not great, but he can hit threes. He is that guy. You know, Umar Ballo versus him, that is the matchup of the game. If Umar outplays PJ Hall, I don't see how Clemson wins. I think PJ Hall has to outplay Umar Ballo for Clemson to have a chance in this game.
All right. What are hold on a second, puppy. What players on Clemson scare you a little bit?
I fear no man, Shelby. But if you're asking me the guys that I would keep an eye on, I think when you look at Clemson, Chase Hunter has the ability to play really well. He has the ability to suck too, but he has the ability to play really well. You know, he gets to the line, decent rate. 47% from two, 32%. But he's had games this season where he's played really well. And then also, whenever you face a shooter, a guy like Joseph Girard, you know, those are the guys, you know, his true shooting percentage is 62%. He doesn't miss free throws, Shelby. He's 114 of 120 on the season.
Whoa.
He's missed six free throws all year. He shoots 41% from three. He's good. And that's the kind of guy where, look, he's not some uber athlete or whatever that is. That's going to be Caleb Love. But if Caleb Love doesn't kind of wake up and guard him seriously, he'll make him pay. So that, you know, Girard and Hunter, the backcourt, basically. Clemson's backcourt, to me, is very key. I don't think anyone is really scary, to be like.
But you wrote the question.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, Ian Schifflin is a very solid player, but it's no one that Keyshot hasn't seen before. Like, Girard is very solid, but Caleb has seen it before. Chase Hunter is solid. Like, there's not that one guy on Clemson where you go, oh, shit.
Extraordinary.
Like, PJ Hall is probably the closest thing to that. But Umar's faced guys like Dante and, you know, guys like Isaac Jones and Deron Holmes. Like, he's faced better players.
Okay. All right. Well, we know all that. What are the keys to victory for Arizona?
I think it's real simple. It's always easier said than done, but Clemson does not force turnovers, so don't have stupid turnovers, right? Like, Dathan in that first half, Arizona had unforced turnovers.
Just dumb.
Don't have unforced turnovers. Arizona should be able to play this game with 10 or less turnovers. Like, seriously, it 10 or less is a reasonable number. If that happens, I think it becomes very hard for Clemson to win. Control the glass. Attack the offensive glass. They're a good defensive rebounding team. So go get your defensive rebounds if you're Arizona, because they don't really offensive rebound, but attack the glass. If Arizona can offensive rebound and take care of the ball, I think it becomes very difficult for Clemson to win. And then obviously just kind of hold guys to their averages. That's the key. Don't let some guy that's not really capable of going off all of a sudden change the game. Also, Clemson is not deep. If Arizona can get them in foul trouble of any sort, Clemson is in deep trouble, because I think Arizona has a significant bench advantage.
I love to hear that. All righty, we've already pre-chatted about this, but what is your prediction, Jason Shearer?
I just think this is very similar to Dayton in the sense where if Arizona plays their game, it becomes difficult for Clemson to win. Now, I will say this. I think Clemson is a very solid basketball team. Like, I'm not overlooking Clemson. I'm not planning Final Four. I think Clemson is capable of beating Arizona if Arizona plays poorly. The thing that I think when I look at this game is Boswell and Bradley are very capable of guarding Chase Hunter. Caleb Love and KJ Lewis are very capable of guarding Gerard. Pella is very capable of guarding Clark or Wiggins or whatever it is. Keyshot can guard Ian Shiflin. Umar should be able to guard PJ Hall. If Arizona brings it defensively, I think Clemson offensively is going to have trouble. When you look at Clemson's losses, Shelby, North Carolina, they had 55 points. Virginia, they had 65 points. Notre Dame, they had 62 points. Boston College, they had 55 points. They can get in these lulls where they don't score a lot of points. I think if Arizona defends, like I expect them to defend, and there's also a big athleticism difference. I like Arizona in this game, 81-74.
Ooh.
81-74, Arizona.
Okay. I'm of two minds about this. It's a Sweet 16, and the cream is rising to the top. The creme de la creme. This is, the teams that are good are where they're supposed to be kind of thing. And everything's always tighter. But I have a nagging feeling. I told you in the car earlier that I feel like Arizona this has a potential for a blowout. And this whole season, when I have had that thought, but I still went very conservative. And I was like, well, don't be surprised if Arizona, blows them out. Then it happened. So I'm going to lean a little bit higher. I think it's going to be Arizona. What was yours? What did you just say?
I said 81-74.
I think I'm going to say 85-69.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
And there's also, there's a few things I'm curious about. Like, Clemson got done playing. Let's say they went home Sunday night, right? Got home late Sunday night. Monday they practiced, maybe. Tuesday they're back on a plane. Arizona was already home when Clemson was still playing.
Yeah, there's some X factors. We also have almost a home crowd.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of things that are going to be interesting to watch play out, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. But, it's always nice. Arizona has a history at Staples Center, or whatever it's called now. It's always Crypto. It's
Staples. I still call it Staples.
Everyone calls it Staples. It is sad when things change their names, isn't it? But yeah, I think it's going to be awesome. You're going to be there. You're going to be feeling better by Thursday because you're going to do all the doctoring that I'm sending with you as far as medicines and potions and everything.
If you find me.
Oh, yes.
Good Lord, the dog just bit my whole entire foot off. If you find me in L.A., you run into me. I've got about how many stickers in that package?
There were 11.
Yes, we got about 10 stickers.
They're holographic stickers.
Wildcat Scoop podcast. If you see me and I have my computer bag on me, one of those stickers is yours. So come find me.
Yes, because Jason loves it when people come find him.
That goes against
and he loves it when you take pictures with him. It's his favorite thing. Where were you? We already said it with Brian, but you were in the middle of
Salt Lake
City at a bar. You were at a back table and someone recognized
you. I'm staying at some bougie-ass hotel.
Yeah, that's fancy.
Downtown, a little five-star
fancy
action.
I'll be home with children and dogs. So our podcasts after the game and then the preview of the next game, ideally, will be like, you know, kind of the way we've been doing it with the Zoom.
Yeah, that'll be, if Arizona wins, it'll be a little different because Arizona's the first game.
Arizona is the first game, which, by the way, we've talked about. I don't remember in like my entire fandom of remembrance Arizona getting the first game draw. Like, not just once, not just twice. This is now the third time. So somebody in the scheduling department really
cool
likes
it.
I like it. And you know what? I know a lot of people were grumping about it, especially on Saturday with a 9:45 a.m. game. And oh, my God. And I thought it was great. I even tweeted that I thought it was great because all those East Coast teams got to stay. All their fans got to stay up late. And, you know, that those were some late games, especially East Coast time. Good. They can know what it feels like for once. Anyway, that's just my little rant.
Everybody calm
East
down.
Coast bias. We're going to find out how things go on Thursday. We think it's going to go well because we back the A. Shout out to Michael Luke. And until that time, Jason.
You can always, no matter where you are.
Or what you do.
Or where you are.
Or what you do, whether you're in LA or Tucson. You can always bear down.
Maybe I'll hit up Agoura Hills.
Your hometown?
Shout out Oak Park, California.
Oak Park.
Maybe I'll go see where I was born in Beverly Hills.
I was going to say, aren't those things really far away, especially if you get stuck on the 405?
Oh, I don't touch the 405.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No. Just surface streets.
Look, I know you're in LA. F the 405. I'm all good with my $70 a night valet parking, baby.
Ooh.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.